Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. I am bringing a live training that I did in Instagram. I guess it's probably early last month on soulful leadership. And, you know, this episode really couldn't have come in a perfect time. I wanted to bring this back because, in case you missed it, really some good topics that I covered in this episode or this live regarding so heart-centered leadership and really the heart of a leader. I feel that this live training I did really was to the woman that is in this space where she's wanting to lead and she's wanting to really take up space. And some of the stories and the fears and just the beliefs that come around with heart-centered leadership and what that looks like. So in this live, I share about, you know, my experience of the surrender, leaning into that time of uncertainty or just getting that clarity. And regardless of where you are in your path, allowing yourself to create that space for yourself. I also share about that there is such power in your story. And I love this topic. We don't realize that the unfolding and all the little things that go on in our life have such a huge part of who we are as a leader. So I dive into that, as well as this refinement process that we're in this evolution of just being molded into that leader, being molded into that woman that you want to be. And if you're a gentleman that listens to my podcast, welcome. And for you as well, you know, it's allowing yourself to unfold in this process. And it's a beautiful dance. It's a beautiful journey. And sometimes we just forget how powerful it is. And I also talk about trusting and leaning into the divine and stepping into and activating your gifts. So it's a jam-packed, beautiful, I don't think it's too long. I think it's like a 20-minute live that I did. And yeah, I just thought it was just felt so, just felt needed to share this with you, this message. For those of you that did not get to hear it over on Instagram, this would be a perfect time for you to really tune in and listen and maybe just get quiet for 20 minutes and allow yourself to receive this message. So I would love to hear from you, you know, if this speaks to you, if this resonates with you. I do think this is such a beautiful topic that I could really go into deeper. So if you're wanting me to continue bringing in this type of content, you know, I would love to hear from you guys. Please screenshot this episode, tag me over on Instagram. And even better, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, this is the way how I can grow my following as well. I do have a community, One Rise Collective, where you're able to be part of this podcast that I have here as a community to help me get to know you and just to continue growing and spreading this message to those that might need this. I also wanted to share a couple of things. I have my Reiki attunement coming up for this month, Reiki Level 1. This is a beautiful introduction to energy work. If you're wanting to tap deeper into your gifts, wanting to learn about energy work, how you can infuse it into your everyday, infuse it into your business, infuse it into your home life, the Reiki Level 1 is a beautiful way to kind of start this process. So I have 2 days that I broke down the certification attunement process, just so that we can kind of cover. There's a lot to cover in Level 1, so I want to bring it to you girls in a way where we can kind of digest it, you can get attuned, and we can kind of practice this embodiment piece with energy work. So if you have any questions, let me know. I'd love to have you and take up one of those spots. As well, I do have my Reiki bundle that I decided to extend it for the summer. So if you're wanting to grab this bundle, it's a Chakra Ignite, it's called, where we do 3 sessions together. And we really kind of do an evaluation to see where it is that you might need that support to kind of clear and move energy. It might be just a certain chakra that we need to really work through, that you're wanting to just get freedom and vitality and clarity and moving some healing in that space. So, and one more announcement I wanted to share. I have a live Reiki healing coming up July 7th. Which is actually tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. So it's going to be on my Facebook group, Heart Centered Leadership. If you girls want to come, we're going to come in together, united as a sisters, to allow Source, the divine, higher consciousness to just allow us to receive this beautiful, in the depths, relaxation and healing together. So it's going to be really beautiful, a beautiful reset. I'm calling it In the Depths. So in the depths of our heart, allowing us to receive what it is our deep desires are through this healing process. So I would love to have you. It's free. You can come, receive, get a pillow, bring a pillow, lay down, receive at home, wherever you're at. You can also invite a friend to come into the group as well. So it's always fun to do this stuff with sisters, right? So anyway, I will stop talking and let you girls just tune in to this episode and enjoy. A couple things we're going to just kind of dive into is something that is very powerful. When we are able to shift our perception, when we're able to really see that our stories, the stories that we have and our experiences that we have in our life, are such a huge part of who we are. They are a huge part of our purpose. They're a huge part of who we're called to serve and lead and speak to. And I don't think we realize at the time, you know, when we go through the things, when we go through the experiences, we don't realize that these experiences are shaping us. They are forming us to be that person, to be that leader that we're called to be. And it's so easy for us to really shame ourselves and to put ourselves down and think that we are not qualified or that we don't have what it takes, or because we've failed or because we've been through so many different things in our life, we can't show up, right? We are not able to accomplish our goals, or we're not able to make it work, right? There's a thing called divine timing, and there's a thing called linear time as well. And often it's divine timing when the things that are supposed to happen, happen. You know, we could force all these different things that we want to happen in our lives, right? And the truth is that we are not ready for those things. Or maybe it's just not the way that we are expecting it to happen, right? And it's about surrendering. It's about letting go of this outcome and trusting that you're exactly where you need to be, right? You're exactly where you need to be. And we shame ourselves and we think, oh, well, I did this, or I failed at this, and I don't have what it takes, right? Or it took me so long to get to this point where I am today, right? And the thing is, you guys, these experiences are shaping us. They are creating the heart of a leader. They're creating the heart of where it is that you're called to make an impact, where it is that you're called to make a difference, right? So how many of you girls have felt, you know, like, why aren't things working for me, or why is it taking so long, right, for me to get to this space? Or it feels like it's taking like really long, right? And like I said, it comes back to this divine timing, this timing of where we're being molded and we're being shaped and we're being refined, right, so that we can show up as that leader. So I want to encourage you today to really look at your circumstances and look at the things in your life
as a way of that you're being conformed, right? That you're being molded, that you're being strengthened, right? As that leader. Because if we didn't go through these things in our lives, right? The struggles, the challenges, we wouldn't be able to lead in this space. We wouldn't be able to lead with love, compassion, right? So it's about being in this space where we could see that. It's that self-awareness, that peace. And believe me, I know, I've been there. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like. Learning to surrender completely changed my life. Yes. And that's a thing, you guys. It's hard sometimes. We can kick and scream, right? Until we're like, all right, I surrender. And it's like a constant. I know for me in my life, like it's been a constant surrender. It's been, you know, I will take action. And then I'm like in the space of surrender. And this past year, you know, I know a lot of us were in this space, right? Where we're like, okay, I'm going to let go. I'm going to allow myself to see things differently and have a different perception on how I'm showing up, where I'm being called to serve, what's working for me, what's not working for me, right? So when we come to that space of surrender, right, we allow ourselves to be led. And sometimes it's like we are, I know for me, I like will cling, right? So this comes to like the masculine and the divine feminine. When we're trusting that we're being supported, right? So will you allow yourself to trust and lean into the divine that you were supported, that you were held, right? When we surrender, we are creating that safety within ourselves. We're creating that safety within the divine. We're creating that safety in whatever it is that you believe in, right? So maybe it's just that safety within you, because the divine is within you, right? So when we surrender, we just let go of the whole picture. We let go of what's of it, you know, being in control, right? And that's one of the wounded masculine is like wanting to be in control, wanting to have the answers for everything, right? Wanting to know the final outcome of the situation, right? So when we allow ourselves to step back, trust, and know that our needs are going to be met, that we're exactly where we need to be, right? How many of you have been in this space? And I want to know, because I think it's scary sometimes. And it's a constant experience of coming back to this surrender. And this is where the heart of a leader is where we allow ourselves to be open, okay? Allow ourselves to lead from this space. And this is a lot of the work that I've done this past year is really looking at my shadows and looking at my fears and looking at why has my heart been shut off, right? Like closed off. So will you allow yourself to stay open? Will you allow yourself to stay open, but create those boundaries for yourself as a leader, knowing that when you lead from this space, that this is where you will start attracting your clients, that this is where you will start to create the magic that you have, right? Leading from this space, you are allow yourself to be inspired, inspire others, right? So if you can allow yourself to do this work here in this space, it's hard sometimes, right? Because we have a lot of fear, we have past trauma, we have pain, we have so many different things that keep us from showing up. And when we do this work, it's so important to not put that wall back up again, right? So creating boundaries for yourself is going to be really important so that you can stay in this open space. Right? So maybe sometimes we give away too much, right? We give our power away and we leak energy. So coming to this space where we can see where am I out of alignment here? What do I need to change, right? Where am I putting my energy and my time? That really matters. That really is going to make an impact on my community, where I'm being called to serve, right? So sometimes we need to do a reset. We need to do a reset and we need to think, okay, where am I going right now? Where am I being called to serve? Okay, so taking that time to reset is so powerful. Let me just look at my notes here, because I will just ramble. let's see. Can you release the failures and the stories that tell you that you are not worthy or capable of making an impact? So today I want to encourage you to release the stories, the failures, and remember that these things are your stepping stones. They are your story. They are what make you unique. They are what make you you as a leader, right? Your story is powerful. And also, I wanted to share too a little about, you know, releasing perfectionism. I know for me, I always feel like sometimes we wait for the right moment to start sharing and start showing up and start doing the work. There's no perfect moment, right? Take action today on the things that are, maybe you can do that messy inspired action, you know, carve out the time for yourself to start showing up and start creating things that you want to do. When we lead from a perfection space, right, we're really not serving ourselves or anyone. We're just staying in our comfort zone. So allowing yourself to say, okay, I'm going to take that messy, inspired action. I'm going to show up. I'm going to follow my face, right? But I'm still going to take action on the things that I feel called to do, okay? The other thing I wanted to talk about is, will you allow yourself to lead and trust that the divine is guiding you and speaking through you? So this comes when we get that connection with our spiritual practices and creating rituals where we can really get quiet and intentional with where it is that you're feeling called to serve, and creating that space for yourself so that you can start showing up. And when we're allowing yourself to be led, you're trusting in yourself. You're trusting in the divine. You're trusting that everything's working out exactly how it needs to work out. My phone is acting, hopefully, I think it's hot. That's why it's doing this. Hopefully it doesn't like die on me here. So will you allow yourself to be led, to trust that the divine is guiding you and speaking through you? Okay. This comes when we start to channel, we start to connect with our spiritual gifts. This is something that I feel called to help my clients with, is connecting with their power and learning how to tap into their intuition, their gifts, the things that they have this intuitive knowing within them, this guide within them. And I think a lot of us have these gifts, but we just don't know how to tap into them, or we don't know if it's what our gifts are, right? So this is partially why I created my mastermind, Listen to Her Heart. It's a 2-month mastermind for women to connect together that have a wildly intuitive heart and are wanting to serve and are wanting to take up space and wanting to be supported. And also to really tap into your spiritual gifts. What are those gifts? How can you serve? What are your strengths? What are the areas where you are, that come naturally to you? So I love talking about this, you guys, because I know for me, for so long, I felt that there was this disconnect with how I was showing up. And it's partially because I knew that I was intuitive. I knew that I had gifts within me. I just didn't know how to tap into them. And I've been doing so much work around this, you guys, like really connecting with God, Source, the divine, with my guides, learning how to share and use my gifts and do it so that I can make an impact. Right? And that's what we want, right? We get to this space where we're wanting to make an impact. We're wanting to do something out of the ordinary than what we've been doing. And I'm speaking to a specific woman. I'm speaking to a woman who knows that she's here to make an impact and a difference. But she also is super connected with her intuition, her heart, to serve, to lead. So if that's you, I would love to chat with you more about my mastermind, my 2-month mastermind. Like I said, we're going to dive into, you know, stepping into your power, how to protect your energy, as well do a lot of the mindset work, subconscious programming, to really reprogram and alchemize your energy and how you're feeling so that you can show up activated and turned on as a leader, taking up space and just feeling empowered, coming, you know, leading, feeling empowered, leading, feeling connected with who your truth is, and holding that space for your clients. And that's really powerful as well. So I hope this was helpful to you girls and you found, you know, some good value in this. So I would love to hear from you if this was helpful. Feel free to message me and DM me about Listen to Her Heart, my mastermind. It starts May 28th and it's going to be so good. We're going to have modules and live calls every week where we'll dive into each module and then we can kind of integrate the work together as well. And I have some one-on-one sessions as well in the program. So you guys will have some one-on-one coaching with me. And maybe you're just wanting clarity or wanting to start your business, or you just don't know how to or where to start. This would be a beautiful mastermind for you as well. We can do brainstorming together and just really link ideas. When we connect with so many women, it's really powerful when we're able to do that, to brainstorm together, to plan together, to encourage each other, and know that you're not alone in this journey. All right, ladies, I hope you have an amazing night, and thank you for being here. Talk to you soon. Hey girls, if you can do me a favor and just stop what you're doing, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend. This helps me out so much, you guys, to grow my platform, get the message out, and help other women that you think would really enjoy this. Also, if you haven't had a chance to rate my podcast, you can head over to iTunes. It takes a couple seconds just to quickly leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my messages, to listen to this podcast, and really just spend time with me. It means the world to me.